Here we have a far more definition of frame set. To slash frame set, you can specify both rows and columns in a single frame set, but I think it's more flexible to specify first the rows, then the columns, or vice versa, because then you get more irregular, customized distributions. So each of those rows or columns represents a list of values separated by commas. And if you look at the number of rows by the number of columns specified, you must, in the frame set slash frame set container, you must have that number of frames defined, where they can either be defined by a frame tag or by yet another frame set slash frame set hierarchical definition. In the row list and the column list, you can have various notations and absolute numbers, such as 1 in the previous case, or more interestingly, a number like 100, which is the number of pixels to be allocated, a percentage, which is the percentage of the available space, the star notation we've seen, which means all the remaining space. Star actually is a little more flexible than we've seen. Then if you write 50, comma, 2 star, comma, star, comma, star, that says for the first frame, allocate 50 pixels in the row. The next frame, allocate half the remaining space. The next two, allocate a quarter of the remaining space.